started. Welcome to Never Ceasing Podcast. Haven't stopped since we started, so let's keep on going.
Yeah.
That was the fakest laugh I've heard in a while.
I was at work the other day and I started doing that laugh, and I was right next to my boss, and she's like, if you ever did that laugh, I wouldn't trust you to be within like 100 feet of a school. I'm like, yeah, fair enough, but wow.
Yeah. Unacceptable. Speaking, I don't know how I'm going to transition, but we're just going to go.
We're going to just transition into what we're talking about today. What we're talking about today is apprenticeship.
Being an apprentice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I'm looking at this right now. Apprentice is spelled APPRENTICE.
Yeah.
The first three letters of apprentice get rid of one of the P's, and it is the same starting of April. It's kind of funny. I just saw that. It's like
that's like if you said, okay, so if you take the first two letters, get rid of the next five, and then I don't know, an L.
Yeah.
You get April.
So you just gotta do a little bit of work, and then like, you know, what is an apprentice?
What is an apprentice?
To me, I think an apprentice is someone that shadows someone that has done the job or whatever we're referring to long enough to be the teacher.
So when I think of an apprentice, most of the time there's like students and then there's apprentices. So a student is like one of a group, but an apprentice is directly underneath. Like watching, doing everything hands-on and almost doing the exact same thing as whatever the person's trying to teach.
Enough? Yeah, I mean, that's a good point too. I think both of them are accurate. I think
what is the true accuracy?
What is the true accuracy?
What does it mean? According to Google.
I haven't looked it up.
Oh, I thought you did.
Are you asking me to? I can. I will. As I do that, I'm going to ruin what I had on my screen.
Nice.
It works.
It's not like there's a bar down at the bottom just to switch between apps. Oh.
A person who is learning a trade from a skilled employer having agreed to work for a fixed period at low wages. We get that.
Yeah. Low wages or no wages. I know there's no wage apprentices as well.
That's what an apprentice is. They are basically doing a job. It's almost a volunteer. And yeah, you're kind of just almost like watching like how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to do it yourself. So being an apprentice based off of that alone is really difficult because you're not getting anything from it other than knowledge. And if you look at it that way, you're not going to want to be an apprentice.
So I have the exact opposite thought process because I live off the phrase, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, but teach a man to fish and he'll eat for the rest of his life. And that's how I always feel about apprentices.
The only reason I say that is because there's so many people in this day and age that are like, I want it and I want it now. Yeah, so there is some people that still have the mindset that you do, that they are willing to like go through it so that way they know what they're doing and like so that way they can do it by themselves. But then there's also people that are like, I don't care. I don't care how, and I just don't care. Like, I want to be able to do it and I don't want to be under you. I'm better than you. Like, there is that side too.
Yeah. I think the difference I want to say about apprentice is I think of a college student. Okay. A college student paid thousands to millions of dollars to go to college to learn a trade.
Right.
and not get true hands-on experience. Where if you go and you apprentice, you're
Right.
getting full, straight hands-on work.
100%.
Now, it's not going to work for doctors,
Right.
but I think of like, my job's a welder, and I know a lot of people go to like a premium college and go to learn how to weld and get an engineering degree is different, but to get an engineering degree to do my exact same job, and I didn't have to, I did what that what that my brain. I did an apprenticeship because I didn't pay anything to learn my trade
Right.
and I didn't get paid, you might be saying, but I learned how to do the job.
Right. And I mean, you do have to be able to, like, be patient enough to learn. Because if you're not willing to learn, then there's no point in doing literally anything. Because you'll never do it right. And you might get lucky. You know, there's certain things that you can't do wrong. Like, everybody can do
You can try.
Yeah, I mean, you
You can do it wrong if you try hard enough.
yeah, but like, seriously, like, there's things that people can do that everyone can do, but then there's also things that you can't do unless you are an apprentice first. And that has to be your mindset, because if you're not willing to be taught, then you'll never learn and you'll never be able to do it properly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, I thought, and most of you that listen to our podcast on a regular basis know that I'm a part of the Montorzo Fire Company. If I were to say, hey, I'm gonna go put my turnout gear on and I'm just gonna go run into a fire, I'm gonna die because I don't know what I'm doing and I never was the apprentice before I decided, you know, I'm a pro.
Absolutely.
You can't go from nothing to pro before you go through apprentice to pro.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, there's a process, and you have to be willing to go through that process. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that the hardest thing about apprenticeship is apprenticeship takes work.
100%.
I think most apprentice things, anything that apprentices is a hands-on physical thing. Like
Yeah.
you had to learn how to run into a fire. You didn't
Right.
sit, you saw it and read a textbook about it, but
Yeah.
you had to do it. You had to be an apprentice and do it.
Yep.
And the thing about like once again is like when you go to school, you're like you're sitting down, you're learning about how to do it, but you're not actually doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in life, I think that people are afraid to be an apprentice of life, if that makes sense,
Yeah.
because they're just afraid to go out and try because they're like, oh, I'm gonna fail, I'm gonna mess up, I don't want to get my hands dirty, down and dirty, and actually put in the time, put in the work.
Right.
And there's like, I want this end result, but I don't want to work to towards that end result.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. There's so many people that are not willing to be the student. They just want to go straight to being the teacher. And you can't. Like, I mean, there was even times where God was taught. I mean, Jesus was taught by God, you know? Jesus knew everything. But there was even stuff that he was taught by God. And you're like, well, you know, I don't really care. I don't want to go through the process. I just want to be the teacher. Well, let me tell you this. That's unrealistic. And most of the things, unless we're talking about brushing your teeth or, you know, taking a shower, like, you're not going to be able to go from being the teacher. You can't, you just can't. Like, you can't be the teacher unless it's something that everybody should be able to do. And even then, you were taught by someone. You know what I mean? Like, even brushing our
Even
teeth or taking a shower.
yeah,
Like,
it, you
those.
don't realize it. You're
Yeah.
like a long time ago,
Yeah.
you were taught how to
Yeah.
do that,
Yep. So, I mean, and that makes me think that anything in life, we were taught everything. So, we can't even say that we weren't from. We can't say that we were teacher before we were the apprentice in literally anything. Because. You say, like, even with the Bible, you're like, oh, I read the Bible. Well, guess who taught you to read? You know what I mean? It's like you don't do anything before you're there, before you go through apprenticeship. You can't be the teacher. Just, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I think of when there's some films and some movies about what would humans do if all humans were gone and just humans were dropped into where we are now. They wouldn't know how to do a lot of things. And even, normal things that we know how to do would become a lot harder to do if we were just dropped in a new place. You don't realize that if you're not taught to live a certain way, it's so much more difficult to learn how to do a new way.
It's
You know,
true.
it's not just like, oh, I'm here now and everything else is the same. You know, I still have AC and, my hot coffee's waiting for me in the morning because I set a timer or whatever. It's like, no, you have to relearn how to do everything.
Right. It's true.
And it's just like, you need to be willing to take that time and relearn. Because I think of probably the best example is the colonization of America. No one was taught how to live in a new land. And that a lot of towns just said, we're going to make a great town in America. I hear it's a land of promise. And they all died,
Yep.
because they were unwilling to learn.
Right. I found the scripture here in Luke, chapter
Okay.
6, verse 40. Students are not greater than their teacher, but the student who is fully trained will become like the teacher. So that just kind of goes to show that you can't. You can't go from apprentice, or you have to go from apprentice to being the teacher. You can't go from being nothing to being the teacher. It's just it you can't.
I think there's a very small amount, maybe not even a, I think, I'm trying to think. There's one or two people that was never really trained in the Bible. But they were still trained in not what they were doing, but in things similar.
Right.
And my example that I wrote down was Moses. Because Moses was like the catalyst for the Israel people. There was Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and what's his name? I don't remember now. But the colored the robe guy, you know what I'm talking about? Rainbow robe was the favorite of Jacob. I don't remember what his name was.
Don't
It
remember
doesn't matter.
either.
So they were all barely taught how to do things, but they were still taught what God was, you
Right.
know? And you may think of like Moses, where it's like this guy had a speech impediment and all these terrible things, but he was still a son under a ruler. So he saw how to lead a people. He saw how to learn and how to be better. Even if he wasn't taught directly.
True.
And the point I wanted to make was to continue to learn and be an apprentice, you have to be unafraid to learn from just watching from a distance and not being directly told.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you can learn so much from just watching somebody,
Yeah, and
you
they don't
know.
even have to know that you're like watching what they're doing with whatever it is, you know. They don't. I think a lot of people in our generation are just too proud to learn, to be taught.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
it's just like you can't. It's the first time that I've ever said this on the podcast,
Oh.
but it's in the Bible, so keep your open mind. You can't teach a stubborn jackass. It's just not gonna happen. You can't tell someone, hey,
Bible
like
approved.
what?
Sorry. Bible approved.
Right, because that is in the Bible. But like seriously, my mom taught me that like when I was younger. Like, if you're not willing to open up your ears and learn, you will never turn into anything because you're too prideful to listen to someone that knows something.
I was recently talking, I'll bring from my own life, talking about how to be a character who is prideful from just coming out of like a master class learning. And the one thing that's always there is that he's prideful because he knows, but he doesn't know what real life is like. I've always said this, is that you can study a book for years and years and years and years and years and know the master of the book. But if you don't go out and use the book and use the references, you're never going to succeed.
True.
Because in any experiment in anything in real life, science is about replicating that same thing, but it always goes slightly different, always goes slightly wrong. There's no such thing as the perfect, the perfect match. There's always a little bit of something that goes wrong.
100%.
And if you don't learn how to change while doing that, it's all going to go terrible.
And that's something that you have to remember. Even if you're the best in what you do, you will mess up.
Yeah.
And to have yourself be open to it is going to cause you to be able to fail and not stop. It's going to be more, okay, I failed. What do I have to do to make it right? What do I have to do to continue to do my job correctly like I was? You know, because one mistake in somebody's career can set them back like 10 years
Yeah.
because they're just like, well, I failed, I messed up. Like, I mean, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean,
Doesn't mean.
let's look. Okay, let's do it in a Christian aspect or a religion, a follower of Jesus Christ aspect.
Okay.
If you fail, realistically, you know, without God, we can't continue.
Yeah.
But we fail every single day. So, like, if you were like, well, you know, I failed today, so this is it. It's over. Like, you know, I tried God, but this, you know, you can't forgive me. You would have to fail. And you're like, well, I can't fail God. You will
Yeah.
every single day. And you know, I'm not telling you, well, you're gonna fail, so just let it happen, you know, go outside and just say whatever you want to say to whoever you want to like whatever. Like, don't just be like, well, you know, I'm gonna fail, so I have no reason to even try. That's not what I'm saying. Because realistically, it's not just biblically we live, but also in everyday life, if you're like that, like I'm gonna fail, then you'll never try. And so be open to failing and try your best to succeed. And when you fail, continue. You know, because it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. There's a, I think these are two different scriptures or scriptures that are fairly similar. One is, my flesh is tired of seeking you, but unto thee I bow. And the other one is, my flesh wavers, but my heart will never fail for you. It's both of those. I think they may be the same, but in different translations. I don't remember, but that's okay. Both of those are just like the precipice of what we need to do when we go and we learn,
Right.
is that we realize that our flesh is weak,
It is.
and we realize that naturally we don't want to, but it's about our heart and where we want to go from there. Because if we come to learn and you're just like, man, I'm just here to learn, and you know what, I'm not going to gain anything. But if you're here to learn and you understand that your flesh doesn't want to learn, but you say, unto thee I will bow, unto thee I will yield and learn. Because I think I've said this before, but someone that I was with that was a trainer of me said that, I'm going to repeat to you the same thing over and over again, but even if you've heard it 100 times, nod and say yes like it's your first time.
Right.
Because if you can learn something new every single time, just a little bit,
Yeah.
you'll improve so much more.
Yep. Because that's, we stop listening to people after we've heard the same thing over and over again. And when we stop listening to people, it has nothing to do with what they're saying and everything to do with you no longer want to learn. Because
Yeah.
it's not about the person, it's about you having a hard heart and saying, I don't care at all. So I'm gonna do what I want, whether it hurts you, that person over there, I don't care. And when you become like that and you close your heart off to learning and to growing, you stay in the same spot. Okay, and let's just, you know, put this in your perspective. Did you want to look like a child for your whole entire life? No, probably
Yeah.
not. Like, if you're 30 years old and you look like a child, that doesn't look right.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, you have to think about it that way too. Like, if you're not willing to learn, you're always going to be a child
Yeah.
because you never opened up your mind to, hey, I want to be better. I want to learn more. And you have to.
You have to.
Because if you don't, you're never going to go anywhere. And I see so much of how my mom said that when I was younger. And I'm like, now I didn't see it then because I didn't care. I didn't have to, But now that I'm an adult and I see what she said and I'm like, okay, that actually makes a lot of sense. Like, I open up my mind to the fact that, yeah, you do have to learn in order to be anything in life. So, yeah, it's hard to be willing to learn. Because I'll tell you what, I'm a person that's like, I don't care. And everybody's like that until you fall and you feel like you can't get back up without either a person or God. And usually it's both. And you have to be willing to learn. And it's like, okay, you fell and you can get back up, but the only way you're going to move forward is if you continue to learn. To stop being so difficult
Yes.
with learning.
Let
Be
me.
open to it and just say, hey, I'm a human and I have to learn.
Let me grab this, and then I'd kind of like to move on, but I want to talk to you about the most stubborn person I know from the Bible. Are you prepared?
Think I know who it is, but yeah.
Is it
I'll let you.
also from the book of Exodus?
I think so.
Okay. I've been in Exodus. The king of Egypt was the most stubborn man I've ever heard of. He had seven plagues, and he was like, "You're gonna let my people go? Nah. Okay, all the locusts are gonna eat all your food. Nah. All your animals are gonna die. Nah. Your firstborn children are gonna die.
Oh,
Get out."
well. Yeah, whatever.
But as someone who refused to learn, and I don't know if it was God that hardened, it said God hardened his heart. I don't know what that means perfectly well, but his stubbornness proves to what happens to people who don't learn is that everything will be taken from you.
True.
And you're like, that's a major consequence. Why are you saying it that bad? Because if you don't learn, what good is it for you? If you're just like,
Yeah, whatever.
I don't care. You can go home and, whatever. Excuse me. It is so important that we learn, because if we don't learn, we're gonna end up like the king of Egypt, and everything that we wanted is gone, and we're gonna be chasing after that thing is gone, and we're never gonna be able to get it back.
True.
Never gonna be able to get it back.
So, and in you saying that, we have to learn so that we can teach, because there's people under us that are going to see what we do, and we're constantly like, like nobody's paying attention to me. Nobody looks at what I do. No, there is. Anybody in this world looks at you, whether it's at your job, whether it's at home, whether it's wherever you're at. People are paying attention to what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm not telling you to live your life differently, but what I am telling you is pay attention to that. Be understanding of the fact that there is somebody watching it. Because I don't know where people are at with their life, if they're living it the way that it should be or whatnot. But regardless, I'm not telling you to change what you're doing, but I'm telling you to be open to the fact that somebody's watching what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And so I don't need to tell you to change because that alone should make you want to change if you need to change. I shouldn't have to say, well, you need to change. Like that's between you and God. And what I'm saying is that pay attention. Do what's right. And I know that's so hard because it truly is. Our flesh, like you said earlier, is always going to win. We, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
My flesh is tired of seeking you.
Yes, that. No, but for real. Yeah. Like,
I'd like to say to anybody who's like, dude, they're not watching me. Nobody possibly be watching me. I want you to look around at everybody. This is going to sound slightly weird. Everybody that's shorter than you. Now, what I mean by that is, like, children are always going to be shorter than you, and they're looking up at you.
Right.
And I want you to think of that monochrome that we have is looking up at somebody, because those are the people that watch you. And you're like, no little kid's watching me. I'm, like, a totally too adult for them. They don't want to know anything about it. But kids want to know how to be an adult. And so there's always somebody watching you. And I think I'm going to take a little, I'm going to say something a little prideful. My kids that I have, I do Sunday school, and I'll have them pay attention to what I do. And if you don't think about everything like that, is that somewhere, somehow, there's probably a little kid watching you try to imitate being an adult. And if they think that you are the peak of adult, they're going to watch you, you know? Even if you're like, oh, it's just my, you know, little brother, or it's like just somebody that's so unimportant to you, they're still taking lessons from you.
Right.
And if you don't realize that they're taking a lesson from you and you teach them a good lesson, you know, they're going to grow up and learn the wrong lesson, and you don't want that.
And even if, like you said, they may not be important to you, even if they're not important to you, you should be in a place in your life, if you're an adult, that you don't want to make yourself look bad. Yeah. and so in order for that to happen, you have to live every day of your life like it's your last, and you have to want to do the right thing, and so that way people can learn. Yeah. Because like you said, there's always somebody watching you. There is. And it's like, if you do, I'm not telling you that you're not going to mess up, because sometimes that's a learning point for other people as well. They don't have to always see you do the right thing. Sometimes they do need to see you fail so that they understand it's okay to fail. Yeah. You know, but there is somebody always watching you, and you should be aware of that. Because if you're not, and you're too prideful to even open up your mind to the fact that that is true, then you're going to make a lot of people stumble. Because they were watching you. You decided to do the wrong thing. Why? You know, either you didn't care or you didn't realize.
Yeah.
But always be open to change, as long as it's the right change.
Yeah. I was going to say that, not to say, I didn't want to put the point out there, and I feel like I didn't. Don't be yourself. Be yourself. Let yourself be the person that you're proud of.
Yeah.
You know, because I see people live a life of like, I don't care if people think about me anymore. It's like, that's fine. If you want to live that way, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But don't live your life like you're the only person that matters. Because, you know, I don't want that to happen. But that's a little side tangent. As well as sell yourself to be a better person.
Right.
Because sometimes what people do is they look and see what your character is. And if your character is somebody that they don't want, they're not going to have you around. But if you present yourself in that way, you know, appearances sell the man. And if you present yourself as a childish, idiotic kind of person, that's the kind of person that they're going to put you to train. But if you sell yourself as a wise, smart individual, that's the person that you are, you know?
True. Yeah, I mean, just in saying that, I really want to put this little part of our subtopic to bed, but
yeah, I know. Just...
I'm not telling you to change everything that you do. Mm-hmm. And I want people to understand that.
Yeah.
That's not,
I don't want to say that. I didn't want to say that.
That's not what either of us are saying.
Yeah.
That's not what either of us are saying. But what we are saying is that you do have to be aware of your actions. And sometimes we go through days where we're just like, we didn't even pay attention to what we did. You should be constantly aware of what you're doing. and how you're acting and the way you are putting yourself out there to other people. And it is important because if you're not aware of how you act or who you are, then other people are not going to learn from you. And I mean, it feels good to be able to teach somebody something. Don't teach them what you do, teach them what God does through you. And I mean, it's, I'm, but it, I just wanted to stress that. I'm not telling you you're doing anything wrong. I'm just encouraging you to either continue to do what's right and or pay attention to what you may be doing wrong.
I just want to put this last thought out and then we'll probably wrap it up, unless you have something to say. Don't be afraid to teach. Because if you don't teach somebody and you go along your life and you're like, oh, I'm never doing that thing again, but you could have taught somebody how to do it. A wise man once told me, it's never going to be any use to you once you leave this place. So why don't you teach somebody how to do it? Because, that there was for a physical sense of like doing a job. But I want to take this to the spiritual sense of like when you die, if you've never taught anybody, what worth did it have, Because you didn't pass on that next thing, that next big plot of what you know, because it's not going to do anything good when you're dead.
True. Yeah, it's
So.
the last point I want to make is we wrote down here, don't judge a young apprentice. You can't learn under somebody that is constantly like, oh my God, you messed up. Like, you can't. You cannot. You will not learn because all you are going to learn, and you'll learn something, but all you're going to learn is all I know how to do is mess up. That's not true. And at the last podcast we did, missing the point, and then this one leading up to it, or whatever, but change is crucial and learning is also crucial. But don't be someone that can't teach. If you know something, teach somebody something. If you know how to be like, if you know how to do something, or if you see what somebody's struggling, be there. Be somebody that somebody can turn to because that's why you're here on this earth, to teach. So don't be judgmental to someone that has to learn because you were there once yourself and you're still there. Everybody has to learn something new every single day. So don't pretend like you're perfect because nobody is. And it's like you have to be able to teach. And if you're not willing to teach, then you're also not willing to learn. So be able to do both. And don't be judgmental to people that need your help. Just because you know something that somebody doesn't mean that you're better than them. It just means that you're more seasoned, you're more like prepared. Help them prepare.
Yeah, help them to get there. Absolutely. Well, I believe that is this episode. Would you
Yeah,
like to
sure.
do a mid?
I will.
Would you like to do
Would you like
that?
to do? Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Jesus. God, I just pray that you help us be able to learn, but also be able to help people, help teach when people need us to be able to teach them. God, I pray that you are with us and you guide us in your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we'll see you after the pause. Remember, hit that repeat button and we will never stop.
We will never stop.
Never
Ever.
stop.
Amen.
Amen.